It's All Things Considered on WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. The 2013 Economic Report to the Governor is out, and among its many findings, one stands out. Economic growth this year is expected to be slow but steady in Tennessee. Matt Murray, the Assistant Director of the Center for Business and Economic Research and lead author on this year's report, says that's actually better news than you might think.
Slow growth is absolutely better than none at all. And the slow growth we're talking about is not a sharp slowdown from 2012. It's a modest slowdown. We do expect economic growth to pick up as we get towards the end of 2013. And then, barring some unforeseen shock, 2014 should be the strongest year of economic growth since before the start of the Great Recession.
Why 2014? What's going to happen there? What factors will come together there to make 2014 such a good year?
Brandon, that's a good question. We will have worked through some problems in the economy. The global slowdown and the recession in the European Union should be behind us. We hopefully will have resolved the remaining fiscal fog, as I call it, sequestration, the debt ceiling limit, and so on. Hopefully those will be not just kicked down the road, but resolved. We are seeing now some significant signs of improvement in the housing market, so we would expect to see that accelerate as we get through this year. So we get those pressures behind us, and we will be very well poised for stronger economic growth.
Now, Matt, there's some good news to be had for manufacturing in Tennessee. Jobs in that sector went up nearly 3% in 2012.
Yes, manufacturing is on a bit of a renaissance, a recovery here that is proving to be much stronger than we had anticipated. We've had a couple of years of growth now in manufacturing sector employment, and we're now calling for that expansion to continue for several years to come. It is really a very exciting piece of the economic expansion that's taking place. So we had job growth last year in manufacturing of about almost 3%, which is really quite remarkable because before the recession, we hadn't seen growth in the state's manufacturing sector since dating back to, I believe, 1997.
I think the figure that many people look at as an important gauge of economic stability or health of a state or a nation is the unemployment rate. That's the one that always seems to get the headlines. But I know that unemployment rate is not the strongest measure of overall economic condition available to us. So knowing that the unemployment rate in Tennessee is expected to hold relatively steady in 2013, what are some of the other factors we need to look at to get a more complete picture of the state's economic health?
Yeah, and that's a very good point. The unemployment rate doesn't often move in the same direction as other economic indicators. Having said that, the unemployment rate is real. The number of unemployed people, it's a real number. There are real people who cannot find jobs and are suffering significant economic hardship. So we need to look at other measures of economic growth, things like income growth and employment growth. So my preferred measures of economic activity in terms of broad barometers are those that I just gave you. Non-farm employment growth for the state economy and personal income growth, because personal income reflects all of the income that Tennesseans earn from any possible source, regardless of where they earn that income.
I know it's difficult to take the $32 billion economy of a state with 6.5 million people and create one good point or bad point, but what do you like about the Tennessee economy in 2013? What concerns you about the economy in 2013?
Well, I think what I like about the Tennessee economy is the fact that we have this manufacturing sector that historically has been an anchor of the state economy, and this manufacturing renaissance that is underway should be of significant benefit and significant value to that manufacturing sector. What bothers me is the fact that we still have a labor force that is not as well educated as it needs to be to support economic prosperity for workers and overall economic prosperity for our state economy. Now, let me turn that around. At least we in Tennessee are now looking to the future to improve educational outcomes.
Matt Murray is the director of the Baker Center for Public Policy in Knoxville. He's also the assistant director of the Center for Business and Economic Research. He is the lead author of the annual economic report to the governor of the state of Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Murray, on All Things Considered.
Glad to do it. Thank you, Brandon.